USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The Arctic air is continuing across much of the country. A new alert from the National Weather Service says dangerously low temperatures and wind chills are expected to reach the south by next week. Meantime, freezing rain in the Pacific Northwest is being blamed for over 150,000 power outages in Oregon. Blizzard-like conditions were reported in Buffalo, New York over the weekend, where the Bills and Steelers wildcard game had to be postponed until later today. Iowa will hold the first presidential nominating contest as voters go to caucus for Republican candidates. Former President and 2024 Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump makes one final pitch to voters in Iowa over the weekend. Trump, speaking with Iowa Attorney General Breonna Byrd in a virtual event hosted by his campaign. Trump saying he's not worried his supporters won't turn out to the caucuses because of cold temperatures.
I'm watching even the newscast today. They're saying the Trump voter has so much more spirit, dedication. They say they'll walk over it less, that the Trump voter's coming to vote.
It's a busy week in Washington, D.C., with a partial government shutdown looming. Lawmakers are working on a two-tiered stopgap approach to fund the government. The new funding patch would keep federal agencies running on two different time frames, like the current stopgap. Funding for some federal agencies would expire March 1st, while funding for others would run through March 8th. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the United States has had intense talks with Israel to lower the intensity of its attacks in Gaza. Kirby telling CBS News that Israel is taking some steps to get there, including fewer airstrikes and pulling some troops out. In late NFL playoff action, the Detroit Lions held off the Los Angeles Rams 24-23 at Ford Field. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Sanctuary cities across the country are continuing to deal with the influx of illegal immigrants. USA's Laura Winters has the details.
The city of Chicago struggling with housing illegal aliens, the city being accused by taxpayers, many who are lifelong Democrats, of prioritizing migrants over its residents. Chicago spending a whopping $156 million on migrant housing and care since October of 2022. The Biden administration doing absolutely nothing to stop the flow at our southern border with Mexico. USA Business News now, Detroit's North American International Auto Show, moving back to January of 2025 after a less than stellar showing in the month of September, where it's been held over the past 2 years.
The rising cost of housing is keeping many Gen Zers from living on their own. A recent Credit Karma survey of 1,249 adults in the United States found that 31% of Gen Zers are continuing to live at home with a parent or other family member. Rising housing costs aren't just impacting America's youngest adults. In total, 24% of American adults, regardless of age, can no longer afford to pay their rent, according to the survey. Multiple factors have contributed to rising housing prices, including inflation, a boom in demand, and low inventory. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.